Liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, liebe Eintracht-Fans von den Bildschirmen, herzlich willkommen zur Vorstellung unseres neuen Cheftrainers Albert Rehrer, neuer Cheftrainer von Eintracht Frankfurt. Schön, dass du hier bist. Du hast noch zwei Co-Trainer mitgebracht mit Pablo Arteta und Lorenzo Dolcetti. Freuen wir uns sehr, die beide auch hier im Pressekonferenzraum sind. Herzlich willkommen bei Eintracht Frankfurt. Ja, wie ihr der Pressemitteilung entnehmen konntet, haben alle einen Vertrag bis zum 30. Juni 2028 erhalten. Und noch zwei organisatorische Dinge, den Fotografen, die bitte ich dann während der PK sorgsam mit den Bildern umzugehen, damit das nicht so laut ist. Und Albert spricht perfekt Englisch, das habt ihr mitbekommen, und entsprechend wird er sich auch heute hier auf der Pressekonferenz äußern. Neben Albert begrüße ich auch unseren Sportvorstand Markus Grösche hier. Und Markus, ich bitte dich um dein erstes Statement.
Ja, von meiner Seite guten Mittag. Bevor ich jetzt über Albert und unseren Weg spreche, möchte ich mich einmal nochmal ganz herzlich bei Dennis Schmidt und bei Alex Meyer bedanken, die die Mannschaft vor zwei Wochen übernommen haben, nachdem wir uns von Dino und seinem Trainerteam getrennt haben. Ich finde, dass sie das sehr, sehr gut gemacht haben, auch wenn die Ergebnisse natürlich nicht so gekommen sind, wie wir uns das vorgestellt haben. Aber trotzdem haben sie alles dafür getan, dass die Mannschaft eine gewisse Struktur wieder zurückbekommt, dass sie gewisse Abläufe reinbekommt. Und vor allen Dingen, dass sie auch wieder als Team zusammengerückt sind. Und deswegen möchte ich mich auf diesem Weg natürlich bei beiden bedanken. Und jetzt gehen sie ihren Weg weiter in der U21 als auch in der U19. Alex spielt heute Abend ja auch in der Youth League. Von daher wünschen wir ihm da auch alles Gute. Ja, und unser neuer Trainer, Albert Rehrer. Wir sind sehr, sehr froh, dass er jetzt hier ist. Wir haben uns das erste Mal vor 2,5 Jahren getroffen und haben mal über Fußball gesprochen. Wir haben sehr, sehr lange auch da zusammen den Abend verbracht. Und es war immer sehr, sehr interessant, mit ihm da über die einzelnen Themen zu sprechen, was den Fußball angeht, was letztendlich auch seine Art und Weise, was für ihn wichtig ist, angeht. Und als wir uns dann dann von Dino getrennt haben, habe ich ihn kontaktiert und habe ihn dann gefragt, ob er sich das vorstellen kann, für Eintracht Frankfurt zu arbeiten. Er hat relativ schnell dann auch Ja gesagt, und dann haben wir jetzt in den letzten zwei Wochen dann versucht, auch mit dem Club, weil letztendlich ist ja auch mit seinem Club natürlich in einem Meisterschaftskampf, dann dementsprechend Lösungen zu finden, was wir jetzt letztendlich auch geschafft haben. Deswegen sind wir natürlich extrem froh, dass Albert jetzt bei uns ist, und wir freuen uns jetzt auf die gemeinsame Zeit. Warum Albert Rehrer? Weil er natürlich auf der einen Seite zu dem Spielstil passt, wie wir Fußball spielen wollen. Er ist ein Trainer, der offensiven Fußball spielt, der mutigen Fußball spielt, der in der Lage ist, auch Spieler weiterzuentwickeln. Alles das, was für uns, für Eintracht Frankfurt, natürlich extrem wichtig ist. Er hat natürlich als Spieler natürlich eine große Erfahrung, hat international bei internationalen Topclubs gespielt, was letztendlich ja natürlich auch immer als Trainer hilft, und natürlich auch als Trainer in seinen Stationen immer außergewöhnliche Dinge erreicht, sehr erfolgreich gewesen, Titel gewonnen. Und von daher freuen wir uns, dass Albert jetzt hier ist mit seinem Trainerteam, und freuen uns auf eine sehr erfolgreiche Zeit.
Albert, in Frankfurt we say Gude, welcome to Frankfurt, and please your statement.
I think Marco said everything. We finished.
You have to push the red button. The red button.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think we almost finished the press conference, because Marcus says almost everything and so nice. And the most important, the reality. Reality with me, you will find the coach that I am honest here, and with my players. This is how I am, and I think what the players want. The players want solutions. The players want options. The players, they want to know what they have to do every single moment, what every game requires. So I'm always telling to them that they don't gonna have problems, because they're gonna know everything what they have to do, everything that they have to do. So it's just to do it. So that's the point. I'm trying to convince the players that they are the best, the strongest, the fastest, the most beautiful. And this is a conviction, a confidence. And this is what we want to create. And as Marcus said, that we were talking a long time ago, a few years ago, the conversation that we had, because this is the job of one sport director, this is my opinion, that he needs to know profiles, and he needs to know in case one time the club will need. From that time that we met, as he said, I start following even more Eintracht. So all this time I was interested, and also I knew that he's one of the leagues that I would like to work. So now I'm really motivated for this job.
Dann kommen wir schon zu euren Fragen. Sonja Pahl von Hitradio FFH.
Hello, good afternoon to the whole room. First question, of course, please. What shall we call you? Shall we call you Albert? Shall we call you Mr. Riera, please?
Albert, or coach, yeah.
Oh, coach, okay, so fine.
Or you feel more comfortable.
Thank you. So I leave it with Albert, if that's fine for you. So you arrived just only yesterday here in Frankfurt. What's your first impression? You have been with the team two times, as I've heard, right?
I have everything. I don't have excuses. Facilities, training center, people, how awesome. Motivated, all the new starts gives you this, no? This is always, I like to compare with your girlfriend. The first days, they are motivated, you have butterflies on the stomach, everybody's with this, and I love it, this, and we need to keep it. This is a job from everyone in the club, not only from me, not only from the players that believe me. I will make them to believe every single morning that they need to have this feeling, because you need to keep this love alive, but also from the club, from the people that is working, motivated, with a commitment, people that wants to improve this club, because I repeat again, I will start from what I said before. We have everything to be a good club. So now it's on us to do a lot of good things, and it's on me responsibilities that, as I said, my players, they will know how they need to, and they have to behave with the ball and without the ball.
Carsten Schillern from Hessischen Rundfunk.
Welcome in Frankfurt. Last days we saw many videos. They show us your supposed idea of football, and now you're sitting here, and I can ask you, what is your idea of football?
Which kind of videos? Motivational. Everything is important. To win games, you need to do a lot of good things. To improve one player, you need to do a lot of good things, because one player with confidence is more than 50% powerful. One player without confidence, scared, with doubts on the pitch, looks bad. So that's what I'm saying. Our players, they need to look good. They need to look beautiful. They need to look strong, fast, because you're giving this confidence. And this is the way how we're going to work, and they're going to make them to believe that this is the way how we work. They're going to feel like that, and this is the good start.
Nicolas Richter in der letzten Reihe, dann Dennis Bayer von Sky daneben.
Bienvenidos a Frankfurt. You've talked about the self-confidence of the players, that you want to increase that. What are the methods? How do you do that?
Very simple. If you don't have doubts in life, I'm saying, when you have a problem and you don't know how to solve it, it's a problem. But in football, when you know what you have to do, how to defend in every situation, in every zone of the pitch, and you know what you have to do with the ball, then it's not a problem. I mean, it's just a situation that we need to solve it. And then is when appear the players. That's why we have a good players because if you are the chef, you need ingredients. Good ingredients, you will cook better, right? So this is exactly the same. But without doubts, gives you confidence. And confidence is one of the words that I am using the most, because I've been a player, and when you are with confidence, you are capable to do a lot of things. Without confidence, different. So I'm pushing them a lot to don't be scared to make mistakes. This game is about to make mistakes, but the point is to try to do less mistakes than the opponent. But with me, they don't gonna have this trouble if I made a mistake or if I lose the ball, I'm in trouble. No. If we're trying and we're losing balls, it's because we are risking. We're gonna risk. But we're going to risk where it's necessary, on the last part, on the third quarter. So we're going to be a team that going to be sure with the ball on the first zone and the second zone, and we want to show the talent on the third zone.
Dennis Bayer.
Hello in Frankfurt. If you want to turn around the style of a team and make the players have the solutions they need in every situation, that usually takes time. At least a training camp in summer for many teams over years. How do you want to do it, or how much can you do in that short amount of time that you have?
Marcus, you will give me time?
Of course.
No, Marcus, no one. In football, there is no time. All of us, we want to win the next game. But the reality, what is the reality? Of course, in every change, we need some adaptation. we need this time that I don't want time, because I don't want to say, hey, listen, you have to give me 6 months because my style, it takes a little bit time. That's true, because my players, they have to be clever. They need to understand the game. I don't want players that just, they run because they need to run, or they need to know how to run, because I have one sentence that I use a lot with them, is not who run more, it's who run better. So for me, the players, you can run 14 kilometers, but if you're running bad, it's for nothing. No, that's the truth. So, of course, we're going to need time to give them all these instructions. And when it will come, this big change, I hope that in the next game you will see a lot of changes already. You will see another style, another identity. But when it will be the peak, or when it will be the top on this, I don't know, 3 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, I don't know. This we will see. But what you have to see every single game is progress. Every time you need to see things that the players, they are accepting, believing on the ideas, and then that they can do it.
Jochen Golle. Yeah,
on Sunday, you have been active for your old team to 100%. Yeah, you wanted to be with this team, and 24 hours later, you're in Frankfurt. So how difficult is a switch to give 100% to the old team one day before, and then from now in Frankfurt?
It's not difficult. When you give everything to, when you love your profession, it's not difficult. I love what I am doing. I have to say that is the second profession, the best in the world. The first is football player, I'm telling them. They are not allowed to be unhappy. They have the best profession in the world. And I have the second because I'm the one who can manage the best profession in the world. So I love what I'm doing. And when you love something, it's not difficult. I gave my maximum on Sunday. I knew that it was my last game, but I was desperate to win, to leave my ex-club in the best conditions. They are 12 points in front to win the league. So I think when they were asking me what was the most beautiful that I left, I said it's not to leave them 12 points in front, and almost football, you cannot say nothing is guaranteed, no, but they had the league in the pocket, no? What I left is a team organized, disciplined, educated. All the players, they know their role, they know what they have to do, they are happy. And a part of this, winning. So imagine how happy I left that place. And now it's done to do it here.
Javier Caceres from the Süddeutschen Zeitung.
Hi, Albert Laszlo. I guess you made an analysis, of course, of the situation of Eintracht Frankfurt. What was your assessment about the problems that Eintracht has had in this season so far, and why are you the perfect fit to solve them?
Good question. And but you said something that I am not using. You say, what are the problems? To my players, I'm not saying this is the problem. To my players, I'm saying this is the option. And this is what we have to do. When we're doing something wrong, I'm changing it. I'm doing something else to correct it. So I'm not thinking about the problem. All of us, we know what we've been doing. We are conceding a lot of goals at the moment, right? We need to defend better. Okay, that's not a secret. So I'm going to say to my players, listen, we are defending very bad. Or I will tell them, no, now we're going to defend like this, and we don't going to concede chances. That's how I'm working. So positive and giving the option to the player.
Christopher Michel from Absolut Fußball in der ersten Reihe.
Yes, hello, coach, and welcome. What, in your opinion, makes a leader? Frankfurt didn't have a stable core now in the first half year, and will Robin Koch stay your captain? Und Markus, an dich die Frage, es gab viele Gerüchte rund um den Deadline Day, ob vielleicht nochmal jemand kommen könnte. Warum habt ihr euch dagegen entschieden, nicht mehr tätig zu werden in den letzten Tagen?
You start?
Okay, I start.
Yeah.
But I was most focused on this question than on the other one. about leadership. Now we have 6 captains. You don't know this, no? Because I did from yesterday. I like to involve people that has character, that has leadership. We have leaders, we have characters. But some, they are waiting. Just, okay, I will show or no, I don't know. I want leaders, and I made them to go out. Show me who is the leader. And yesterday, because we have the captains, already have the captains, and I will tell you on order, you can know it, this is not a secret. We can make it public, because The first one, as you know, that is Robin, yeah, and Mario as the second, Christensen, that is the third, Arthur, fourth, and yesterday I like to do this, the group choose another captain, okay, but in this case is, I forgot the name, Burkhardt, what's the name? Johnny, and in 2 weeks, I will choose my captain, another one. So why I will choose a captain, another character that maybe needs my finger from the back, I will need my help because of the character, because we have players that can show this situation. But sometimes if you don't give this confidence, maybe they will not be. But because I want characters, we need to be in a team with intensity, with aggressivity, players that we have to be, without the ball, we have to be a team very uncomfortable. I had to be in a team, I am telling them, annoying team, annoying, that we are like so close to the opponent, so uncomfortable, that we have to believe that this also is a part to play good. Play good is not only scoring goals and create a lot of chances, it's also to don't concede, and to don't concede we have to be uncomfortable.
Markus.
Zu der zweiten Frage, ja, weil wir natürlich auch darüber gesprochen haben, fehlt dem Kader jetzt irgendwas, ist irgendwas, wo wir sagen, da sollten wir noch was tun, und wir haben gemeinschaftlich entschieden, dass wir nichts machen werden. Wir sind im Großen und Ganzen sehr zufrieden mit dem Kader. Ich glaube, dass wir auch genug Variabilität haben. Ich meine, in vielen Bereichen, man sieht ja jetzt auch zum Beispiel, dass Amendar jetzt wieder seine Minuten bekommen hat und hat eine sehr, sehr gute Entwicklung genommen. Und wir haben gerade dann auch im Zentrum auch genug Spieler, die jetzt auch noch Entwicklungspotenzial haben. Ich glaube, am Ende geht es nicht um einzelne und individuelle Qualität, sondern es geht darum, wie wir als Mannschaft agieren. Und das haben wir in den letzten Wochen und Monaten nicht so gut gemacht. Wir haben nicht in einer gewissen Kompaktheit agiert. Wir haben wenig Struktur gehabt und somit natürlich auch gewisse Positionen einzeln isoliert, die dann vielleicht nicht so gut aussahen und die natürlich vielleicht auch dazu beigetragen haben, dass wir vielleicht diese oder zu viele Gegentore bekommen haben. Und jetzt geht es darum, und das ist letztendlich dann auch die Aufgabe von Albert, da eine Struktur reinzubekommen, eine gewisse Prinzipien reinzubekommen, und dann wird die Qualität, die wir haben, dann auch wieder auf dem Platz zu sehen sein. Deswegen war es für uns überhaupt kein Thema, jetzt noch was zu machen.
Ingo Dustewitz von der Frankfurter Rundschau.
In one of the videos we talked about, it was like you said, don't play back. Is it your philosophy or is it something you missed in the team because we missed it?
Not only here we missed it. We miss a lot of players and missing this because it's the concept. The concept has to be very clear. We made one exercise yesterday that is, okay, if I don't lose the ball, it's okay. That's okay. From 50%, you say 50% of the action, okay, we don't lose the ball. But this game is about to score goals. We need to win. We need to score goals. So what I consider to play well? This is a question that is a mythical question. No? If I am asking to everyone, for you, what is to play good? Someone will say to win, but then I need to know how to win, because if I said to the player, hey, let's win. And the player will tell me, hey, coach, but teach me how I have to win, no? My answer is always the same. To play well, it means to create a lot of chances. That it means that you're doing a lot of good things with the ball. And to don't concede. That it means that the team, not only the defenders, the team defends well. So we have to do this. And yesterday was a situation that we could play in front. We could hurt the opponent. We could go for the goal, as I said, because to win games you need to score, and not to play back. To play back is, yeah, sometimes you need to play back to guarantee the ball, but I want to hurt the opponent, so we have to be aggressive also with the ball.
Frank Hellmann.
Albert, I think everybody is clear the benchmark in Europe is the Premier League. You have played for famous clubs in England like Liverpool, Manchester City. What do you think about the level of the Bundesliga? And another question, have you seen matches in the Bundesliga? Have you experienced, do you know what comes with German football?
Mm-hmm. Yes, as I said before, since these years I was following more the Bundesliga than before, but already as a coaches, I think the top 3-4 leagues we following, no? And also especially the big clubs. I can answer this this question maybe in a few weeks. I will tell you the level here, yeah, when we're going to play against the opponents directly. That is another feeling, because when you are, yeah, from as a spectator, when there's a little bit of a spectator, I don't have a feeling because I'm not the coach here in any club, no. But at the moment now that I am here, I can answer this question a little bit later. But I'm sure that here you have a lot of teams ready, a lot of teams tough. And starting from Friday, we expected as a tough game there, because we know, we already analyzed the team that is Union Berlin and the aggressivity and the atmosphere that we're going to find there. So we have to be ready for this.
Marc Weidenfeller vom Hessischen Rundfunk.
Ich habe eine Frage an Markus Krösche. Du hast gesagt, dass ihr euch schon vor 2,5 Jahren getroffen habt. Kannst du erklären, wie du auf ihn aufmerksam geworden bist, was dir gefallen hat? Weil ich nehme an, es ist jetzt nicht regelmäßig, dass man sich mit anderen Trainern irgendwie austauscht oder trifft.
Naja, doch schon. Also am Ende ist es genau das, sich natürlich mit unterschiedlichen Trainern auszutauschen und einfach auch natürlich zu beobachten im Markt, welche Trainer machen das gut, wer steht für welchen Spielstil, wie entwickeln sich Mannschaften. Und wir hatten ihn dann auch relativ früh auf dem Schirm, weil er natürlich auch mit ich sage jetzt mal, Mannschaften, die wenig Budget haben oder kleinere Mannschaften, anfangen, ohne despektierlich zu sein, natürlich einen sehr, sehr klaren Spielstil hatte und auch einen Offensivfußball gespielt hat und klare Strukturen hatte. Und deswegen haben wir uns dann getroffen. Ich habe ihn kontaktiert und wir hatten die Möglichkeit, uns dann zu treffen und haben dann mal einen Abend zusammen verbracht, beim guten Glas Wein, haben wir über Fußball gesprochen. Und das ist aber das, was wir natürlich regelmäßig machen und versuchen natürlich irgendwo immer zu schauen, wer passt zu uns, wer könnte zu uns passen. Und wie gesagt, wir haben seit dem Zeitpunkt haben wir immer ihn seinen Weg auch verfolgt, er hat unseren Weg verfolgt und jetzt arbeiten wir zusammen.
Johannes Wolf von der Bild-Zeitung.
Hello, Mr. Rea. Welcome to Frankfurt. You talked a lot about the quality of the team. What do you have a target in your head that you really want to achieve with this this team this season, like a podium place or a special place in the standings, like reaching the Champions League or Europa League? And do you already made a decision about the goaltending situation? We had some changes here before. Do you have a clear number one in your mind already? Thank you.
Great question. Look, in life, when you have high expectations, so, so high, if you don't reach them, you're going to be unhappy every day. Now we are talking about which position we have to finish at the end of the season. We're going to come here in the training ground unhappy. Why? Because now we are far. Now. In 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, we can talk where we're going, no? So, why are we going to talk about what is going to happen at the end of the season? Let's talk about what we're going to do tomorrow, how we're going to train, which meeting, which information I'm going to give to my player. I'm focused on this. The game exactly the same. I'm not focused on the score. I'm focused on the way how we play. Because my teams, they play exactly the same when we are winning 2-0 or we are losing 2-0. Exactly the same. We don't change anything. We are 2-0, we go for the third. Third, fourth. Keep going. Exactly. So I don't let them to go back. And we are losing exactly the same. Doesn't matter why we have to change. We are losing. We believe. We are believers on our style. So that's this. Don't have this. We have this expectation of third position, fourth position. We will see where we're going to be at the end of the season. The reality now is where we are. Now we cannot change it. What we can change? The next game. The next game, try to play well. What it means to play well? A lot of chances. Don't concede. Focus on this. If we play well, maybe we will be where we want to be. So that's the point. Don't think about what. That is the result. Let's think about how. That is the way how we have to do the things. I will answer. Now that you are interested. I am also interested. I will ask them. I will catch my three goalkeepers. I will say, who will help us to win? The one who will be more convinced, this one will play. In plus that. Listen, at the end, this is not the style. Also, it gives us. I don't like to play with the goalkeeper. I'm not a coach that used to play with the goalkeeper a lot. Now you say, oh, but you are a Spaniard, you play. No. In front, yesterday we were talking about this, the play in front. Play back, still I can play football, huh? Playing back. I play back, it's not my responsibility, no problem. No, I give the responsibility to another one. in front. So we have to try to play as less as possible with the goalkeeper. We have to try our free men. We need to find the players that are going to change the game. The goalkeeper. Goalkeeper can give an assist. Very strange, no? That one goalkeeper will give the result. Don't play with him. The goalkeeper is to defend the situation. That sometimes we need to use him to make the superiority, of course. And one of the exercises that we are doing to remove this, because for everything you need to find or to have one solution, is that when we are doing one game box to box, once play the goalkeeper, you cannot play anymore with him. And the player says, ah, and then I need to play in front. Yes, you need to play in front. You cannot play. So we are training this. And when you're training this, you're doing less times during the game, right? So you give an automatism to the team, to the players, that they have to play as less as possible to the goalkeeper.
Julian Franzke from Kicker, in der ersten Reihe.
Hello, Coach. Markus mentioned that the team had a lot of problems with playing compact as a compact unit. So there were problems to play successful pressing or counter press. We call it basics often. What can you do as a coach to improve it very quickly so that the opponent can score so easily goals?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. Again, I'm not talking how it was my training, my colleague. I am not here to talk about how I was playing the team before. I'm here to give solutions and to give clear the ideas how we're going to work. So we're going to defend totally different because I believe in my ideas. And I am never saying that my ideas they are better than another one's. They are different. I'm never saying that I'm better than one coach than another one. But I'm not better. I'm not worse also. I'm not worse than anyone. So, but I have the conviction that my ideas, they will help us to defend much better.
Sonja Pahl, Hit Radio FFH.
Frage an Markus. Dein neuer Trainer, der Albert, hat gerade so schön gesagt, dass die Stimmung in dem Club jetzt, wo er angekommen ist, ist wie Schmetterlinge im Bauch. Wie würdest du es denn beschreiben?
Ja, ich glaube, das ist einfach jetzt der Moment ist, wo natürlich jetzt erstmal alles neu ist, natürlich auch für Albert, aber auch für die Jungs. Das ist natürlich immer so ein, was wir es beschrieben haben, mit Schmetterlingen im Bauch. Für jeden Einzelnen ist immer alles neu und ich glaube, dass das auch ganz gut tut. Ich meine, wir haben jetzt natürlich keine erfolgreiche Phase jetzt gerade im Januar gehabt und das ist natürlich für alle natürlich auch nicht zufriedenstellend. Deswegen glaube ich, ist es ja mit seiner positiven Art auch mit seinem Trainerteam einfach diese Zuversicht und auch diese Überzeugung von dem, was jetzt passieren soll und wie letztendlich Albert das auch die Jungs sieht und was sie auch auf dem Platz umsetzen sollen. Das überträgt sich natürlich. Ich meine, ihr erlebt ihn ja auch gerade. Es ist jemand, der überzeugt ist von dem, was er tut, der eine klare Idee, klare Prinzipien hat. Und ich glaube, das ist gerade in den Phasen, wenn es bei Mannschaften nicht so gut läuft, wichtig, irgendwo Halt zu haben. Und man muss sagen, die Stimmung ist gut. Alle sind gespannt und das ist auch, glaube ich, gut so, um dann jetzt auch die nächsten kleinen Schritte zu gehen. Ich meine, wir haben jetzt nicht so viel, wirklich viel Zeit, aber trotzdem merkt man schon, dass es jetzt, dass alle gemeinsam jetzt diesen Weg gehen wollen und dass wir eine erfolgreiche Saison spielen wollen. Und von daher, es ist eine Aufregung da, ein Kribbeln bei jedem anderen, das wäre manchmal auch ganz gut.
Javier Caceres.
Yes, Albert, you said that you totally believe in your ideas. I wanted to ask you for the sources of your convictions, where do they come from? And one question for Mr. Krösche. Herr Krösche, Sie haben etwas getan, was in der Bundesliga relativ selten vorkommt. Sie haben einen Trainer geholt, der die Sprache nicht spricht, also die deutsche Sprache nicht spricht, der auch in der Bundesliga bisher nicht aktiv war, weder als Spieler noch als Trainer. Wie sehr hat das in Ihren Überlegungen eine Rolle gespielt jetzt intern bei der Entscheidung für Riera?
Starter.
Okay. First one, the conviction. From where is coming the conviction? I'm so convicted on what I'm going to do and how I'm going to convince my player that I'm going to tell them tomorrow, we're going to jump from there, from the balcony. And they will jump. They will believe. How? You know, maybe I have a magic stick, but trust me, I will do it. I will do it. My players, they will follow. They've been following me, and I don't know the reason. Maybe the way how I am giving them solutions can be, because we are talking a lot in football. We are always talking about the problem. We're talking, it's a problem. This team is playing bad. This team is doing this, that. But we're not talking about solutions. So to my players, I'm so positive with them because I'm giving them pink glasses. Everything is pink. Everything is beautiful, not dark. because we cannot go just problem. Just we have this problem. This one is playing bad. This one lost the ball. I have one sentence with them to convince this. I'm telling them, who is more guilty? Who lost the ball? Or who is not giving the line and wants the ball? For me, it's more guilty who doesn't want the ball and who is not giving the line of passing. Because our game is about combination. You see, we're going to combinate the ball. So for this, I need a lot of options. But if I am Robin, the center back, and has no solutions, we're going to say, hey, Robin lost the ball. Ah, he's so bad. Robin is not bad. But if you don't give the line, what are you going to do? What, one center back on a dribble? No. So we need solution. That's why. So I am focused on this. And the players believe on this because I think this is, I am giving them solutions. And if someone in life gives you solutions, you want to be close. And that's it. That's the way I am working.
Peter Hess auf der Tribüne.
Ne, warte, die zweite Frage müssen wir noch beantworten.
Entschuldigung, ne? Genau, die zweite Frage.
Ja, grundsätzlich ging es ja darum, jemanden zu finden, der zu uns passt. Und natürlich gibt es oder gab es vielleicht für den einen oder anderen von außen die offensichtlichere Lösung. Aber die offensichtlichere Lösung ist nicht immer die beste Lösung. Und für uns war es wichtig, die beste Lösung für Eintracht Frankfurt zu finden, auch die beste Lösung für den Weg, den wir bisher gegangen sind und den wir weitergehen wollen. Und zur Sprache heute, wir sprechen alle Englisch bei uns. Wir haben eigentlich so die Amtssprache bei uns ist Englisch im Sport. Wir Sitzungen sind immer schon in der Vergangenheit auf Englisch gewesen. Die Spieler sprechen Englisch untereinander. Heute sind alle mit Englisch praktisch wie ihre zweite Muttersprache. Von daher ist das letztendlich überhaupt kein Problem und von daher auch keine in dem außergewöhnliche Entscheidung. Albert spricht ja nicht nur Englisch, sondern noch viele weitere Sprachen. Von daher wird er sich schon verständigen können. Und ich glaube, dass jeder bei uns im Staff und generell, und das merkt man ja auch heute bei euch auch, man, ihr stellt ja auch die Fragen auf Englisch. Von daher, glaube ich, kriegt man das gemeinsam ganz gut hin.
Jetzt aber Peter Hess von der FAZ.
Hello. Who had the biggest influence on you in creating your philosophy, your concept of football?
Mine. On what I believe, but if I have to say one person, I cannot tell you because it's a experiences that I had as a player. For example, the thing that I don't let to the players to do, I'm saying, listen, it's forbidden parallel balls. Why? Because the player is totally back to the goal. This is forbidden. Why? I was a winger, and every time I received the ball from my fullback, I was losing the ball. I say, hey, this pass, never forbidden. So convictions that from your experience, and of course from coaches that I had. I was really lucky to have 23 coaches in my career. I was really happy to work with them, starting from Luis Aragonés, rest in peace. That I made the debut with Mallorca and with the Spain national team with him. But I have many coaches that helped me to have ideas, and at the end is a mix, a pack of a little bit everything, you know? Try to get the best from everyone. Because to talk only about one, Valverde, Benitez, as I said, many coaches, Fatih Terim, Dominic Torrent, I had many coaches that gave me a lot of information. But at the end, as I am always saying, when they say, Albert, but what you doing this? I said, listen, do what you feel. Do what on you are convinced, not because I'm telling you. So I believe on my ideas. I believe that my ideas, they are the ones that I love to do it. And I became a coach doing mine, not because someone or somebody else is doing something else.
Dennis Bayer from Sky.
Albert, we heard that two of your best friends are Pep Guardiola and Mikel Arteta. What did they tell you after it came public that you are going to join Eintracht Frankfurt? Und Markus, du hast gesagt, es gab relativ schnell eine Zusage. Es hat dann auch so Pi mal Daumen 2 Wochen gedauert, bis ihr mit Celje geeinigt habt. Was hat es da so schwierig gemacht? Was hat es so auch ein bisschen in die Länge gezogen?
Yeah, with them. I receive a message. Congratulations for this step, for this challenge. It's a challenge that I'm really, really, as I said, excited because okay, it's a big one because it's a big responsibility. But I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm totally convinced. As Marcus said, no, and he called me last week and we were talking, and I said, Marcus, I'm ready for this step. So this is the first. You need to be convinced that I will bring these ideas here. and that will change the way how this team can play. So yeah, receiving good message from the colleagues. But as I said, I'm here to do mine, the job, and I'm focused to help the players to improve, because this is my responsibility.
Zum Zeitablauf habe ich ja vorhin schon erwähnt, dass wir, nachdem wir dann uns von Dino und seinem Trainerteam getrennt haben, haben wir Albert kontaktiert, haben darüber gesprochen. Er hat, wie gesagt, dann relativ schnell zugesagt und wir haben über ein paar Themen gesprochen. Und dann ging es natürlich darum, mit Chelsea Lösungen zu finden. Ich meine, für die war es jetzt auch keine einfache Situation, im Meisterschaftskampf ihren Trainer zu verlieren. Wie gesagt, ist jetzt ja auch eher ungewöhnlich, dass es dann während einer Saison dann ein erfolgreicher Trainer von einem Club dann irgendwo angeworben wird. Und dass es dann natürlich bei den Zielen, die Chelsea natürlich auch hatte, nicht so ganz einfach war, den Eigentümer dort dann zu überzeugen, ist auch klar. Das dauert dann den einen oder anderen Tag natürlich vielleicht etwas länger. Aber am Ende, glaube ich, ist das Wichtige, dass wir eine Lösung mit ihnen gefunden haben. Da auch nochmal vielen Dank an die Verantwortlichen von Chelsea. Und deswegen hat es den einen oder anderen Tag länger gedauert. Aber für uns ging es von vornherein nicht um Zeit, sondern letztendlich um Qualität und den richtigen zu finden. Und deswegen hat es dann, was die Thema Verhandlung mit dem ehemaligen Club angeht, etwas länger gedauert. Aber deswegen sind wir jetzt froh, dass er hier ist.
Christopher Michel von Absolut Fußball.
Bayer Leverkusen played 2 years ago really beautiful football with Xavi Alonso as coach, and Granit Xhaka once said they had a lot of movement without the ball. And you're talking about options and solutions for your players. How important is this? And is this maybe the magic for the Spanish tiki-taka, this movement without ball? Und Markus, an dich noch konkret an die Frage, was ist jetzt mit Blick aufs Saisonende euer Ziel einfach? Ist es eigentlich nur noch diesen 7. Platz irgendwie zu erreichen, weil die Top 6 zu weit weggerückt sind? Vielleicht kannst du das mal konkretisieren.
You need to do a lot of good things. If we talk, you say, Markus, we play a lot of tiki-taka, we are playing good, but we are not winning games. What are you going to say? Forget about the tiki-taka and let's start winning games. Because we want to play good, but we have to win also. So it's about to do a lot of good things. We have to be a team defending, top team defending. Press when we lose the ball, trying to get the ball again. A good team with the ball, of course. But when they're asking me sometimes, listen, all your teams, they are dominant and they are protagonist. I say, you're playing good with the ball. And I said, you know where is the secret? It's not when I have the ball. It's when I lose the ball, what I am doing when I lose the ball straight away. So on this, we need to be a top team. Because you're going to recover the ball fast, you're going to have the ball again. So this is more the secret than when you have the ball. Of course, we're going to be a team that going to try to dominate all the games, but what are we going to do without? So I'm going to prepare the team for this situation.
Ja, grundsätzlich zur Zielsetzung. Ich glaube, Albert hat das gerade auch richtig gesagt. Am Ende geht es jetzt erstmal darum, wieder auch eine Stabilität zu bekommen, auch wieder, wie gesagt, gewisse Prinzipien reinzubekommen, dass wir auch in der Lage sind, wieder Spiele zu gewinnen, dass wir vor allen Dingen auch viele Spiele gewinnen können. Ich meine, wir haben jetzt noch 14 Bundesligaspiele, wenn ich mich jetzt nicht verrechnet habe. Von daher haben wir noch sehr, sehr viele Spiele. Sicherlich sind unsere Ambitionen, haben sich nicht verändert. Wir wollen international spielen nächstes Jahr. Aber ich glaube, wir tun gut daran, jetzt erstmal jetzt nicht irgendwelche Attacken auf irgendwelche Plätze auszurufen, sondern letztendlich auf unseren Job zu konzentrieren. Das, was Albert auch gerade richtig gesagt hat, dass Albert sich auf die Mannschaft konzentriert, wie wir jetzt Fußball spielen wollen, dass wir die Struktur, die wir in den letzten Wochen und Monaten vermissen lassen haben, die Kontrolle wieder reinbekommen. Und dann werden wir in der Lage sein, auch mit der Qualität viele Spiele zu gewinnen. Und dann wird man sehen, am Ende, welche Platzierung es wird. Aber natürlich sind unsere Ambitionen, haben sich natürlich nicht verändert, sondern wir wollen natürlich international spielen. Aber wie gesagt, der Fokus muss jetzt erstmal auf das Heute und auf das Morgen sein. Und wir haben noch genug Spiele und müssen sehen, dass wir jetzt wieder zu unserer alten Stärke zurückkommen.
Ingo Durstewitz von der Frankfurter Rundschau.
Well, as you said, time is short in football. What do you think, how long it will take till your idea is going into the head of the players? Markus, an dich vielleicht noch eine Frage. Das ist schon so ein bisschen Kulturwandel hin von Dino Wohlfühloase hin zu einem, der ja schon sehr viel fordert und sehr emotional ist.
Mhm. nobody has the answer of this. If someone gives you the answer exactly which day they will get the idea, he's lying. When? It depends on the players, of course. When they will get this idea, when they will get suck all these ideas, all these concepts. But I'm trying to be straight. I'm trying to be very... I think they are simple because I'm not asking them if you like it or not. I'm saying do it. So to the players, so they know exactly how we have to defend, and also when we have the ball, exactly what they have to do, and when they get it, and when they will get it. Listen, you've been a team that was playing totally different during the last three seasons. You have some automatisms. You have different things to do it, no? So if you are someone that goes to run every single morning, for you it's easy to go the next day, no? But if you are not running during 3 months, or in this case during 3 years, you have to run, it will be hard, no? So in any time, you can do it, but in this time. So when they will get, I think they will get fast. I believe that they will get fast. In my previous teams, in one team it was 3 weeks, another team it was 1 month and a half, another one again was three weeks. 1 month, 2 months, I don't know. That's why then the players, they are the important ones. I'm always saying that I'm the one that I'm managing them, but the most important are the players. They are my legs, they are my hands. So I can be the brain, but in this situation, they are the most important. So I hope that they will get very fast and they will show on the pitch their quality.
Zu der zweiten Frage. Ja, was heißt Kulturwandel? Am Ende geht es natürlich darum, dass wir versucht haben, für uns dieses Profil halt so zu definieren, was ist jetzt wichtig und was brauchen wir und was hat erhöht die Wahrscheinlichkeit, dass wir unsere Ziele erreichen. Und jeder Trainer hat seine Art und ich finde, das kann man auch überhaupt nicht miteinander vergleichen. Jeder Mensch hat seine Art, mit gewissen Dingen umzugehen, Mannschaften zu führen. Deswegen finde ich es nicht richtig, das irgendwie miteinander zu vergleichen. Ich glaube, dass Albert mit seiner Art und mit dieser Überzeugung und mit seiner Klarheit jetzt uns einfach hilft und helfen wird, wieder in die Erfolgsspur zurückzukommen, die Jungs auch ein paar Guidelines zu geben, auch eine Richtung vorzugeben, voranzugehen, auch mit einer gewissen Überzeugung auch die Dinge umzusetzen. Und das ist gerade in den Phasen, wenn du im Fußball nicht so erfolgreich bist, natürlich extrem wichtig. Und das Entscheidende ist das Kollektiv. Ich glaube, und das ist, was für Albert natürlich auch extrem wichtig ist, dass das Kollektiv im Vordergrund steht, dass Eintracht Frankfurt im Vordergrund steht und Einzelschicksale in diesem Falle natürlich dann hinten anstehen müssen. Und das sind, glaube ich, die wichtigen Attribute. Und das ist auch sind auch die Attribute, warum wir uns für Albert entschieden haben.
Felix Breiner von RTL und dann Javier gleich daneben.
Hello, Albert. So Eintracht Frankfurt conceded every match this year in the Bundesliga 3 goals. Is it all about confidence or are there tactical changes you have to make? And second question, the Bundesliga is known for a great atmosphere. How are you looking forward for that, even or especially here at your home debut in 2 weeks in Frankfurt?
Yeah. About the first question, to concede goal, why we concede goals? To concede goal, there is not only you have to do only one thing, and then if we don't gonna do this, then we're gonna stop to don't concede goal. So it's about to do many good things because the first defender is the striker. It's not only the defensive line. It's not only the goalkeeper. Forget about this. No, we're talking about goalkeeper. Goalkeeper. If you receive over 12 shots per game, you have a lot of possibilities to concede goals. So to concede less chances is. And the way how we play and our style, our identity is the first defender, is the striker. We defend compact, we defend going high, we defend... when we talk about tactics, which system you play? 4-4-2, 4-2-3-1, 5-3-2? There is two ways how to play. Or you go for the opponent, or you wait for the opponent. And we don't going to be waiters. We're going to be a team that going to go to find the opponent. Okay, so we're going to go to press them. So, because I believe in don't giving matters, to the opponent. I don't want to give meters. And after that, even like this, we're going to concede goal because this is part of football. But knowing why we're doing the things. If you go for the opponent, you know why you're doing this because we don't want to give meters. It's not the same. If you are the center back and you are far away and I'm pressing you, you're going to have a lot of meters to the side and a lot of situation you can decide with the ball. We don't going to let the opponent to think. We're going to be on the opponent, on them, pressing, pushing, forcing mistakes. So this is the way how we're gonna play, and I'm gonna transmit the players like this, and like this, even like this. The players, this game is about to make mistakes, but mistakes why? If again we go to the point that he defend poor, or he said he's a bad defender, instead to say, maybe the opponent was good in this action. No, and we never think in football about this. We always think if someone dribbled someone and said he was poor defending, and why we don't say he did really good with the ball? We will go on the negative way. So this is one thing, but the other one is that the will go to find the opponent. So we're gonna try that they breathe with the ball. Okay, so we're gonna be very aggressive without the ball. And atmosphere, fantastic atmosphere. Of course, I know, and especially the first one, the next one. This one I already know that what is waiting for us there. But this is beautiful. You know, I'm always saying to the players, I said, "You don't want pressure? Okay, you will play without the spectators. No fun. No. Like this is ugly because we have already the experience. No, COVID time was ugly. No, it was ugly. Everybody, you know, the players, they were listening to each other, and it's so ugly." Fans, the fans, the spectators, the atmosphere. That's the reason that the players, they love this game also, because the fans, they are a very important part. This is a show, and you pay a ticket not to go to see just something average, something beautiful. So it's a part of this game is to give a show. So I believe that my team, they are making show, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. I hope more for good than bad. As we said, we are talking to don't concede goals, but fans and the atmosphere is so important. And this is how I convince the players. I say, forget about the pressure. This is not pressure. This is a beautiful pressure if you want to call, but we want a nice one.
Javier Caceres.
But you mentioned your past as a winger. There's quite a famous line in German football culture, according to that goalkeepers and left wingers are sort of crazy. Are you crazy in a way? Would you rate yourself as crazy? And what's crazy about you?
The point on this is like I had this conversation in the meeting this morning with the players. By the way, we are having meeting every day. They say, coach, every day meeting. I say, no, okay, now it's every day. Concept, defensive, offensive, plan of the game. And they say, because yeah. What? It's beautiful. Before to drive the car, you need to go to the theory. You don't know the signals, you cannot drive a car. So this is the same. How are we going to play if we don't make the theory? So video meeting first, theory, and then we go to the practice. And I said, but it's long. And I say, yeah. But first, you need to know all the signals. If I know only 75%, maybe I will find one that I don't know what to do. Okay, so about this that you're talking about, and I said to them, I say, yeah, I can see. Because I can see on the eyes of the players at the moment that they are expected. Yeah, respect. And I'm saying, I'm here to make you a better player. You don't want anything else from me. The player, what do you want from one coach? He's more beautiful, he's taller, he's smaller. You don't want that. What you want is, this doesn't matter. Make me a better player. And I told them, I said, I'm here to make you a better player. Listen to me, and I will make you. And maybe this is crazy that I'm so convinced on this, and this is, but I'm not here to like someone, or I'm not here to lie, to say, no, if I say this, they will like me more. No, because we're going to see each other many, many times, and then you will see in press conference what I will say, and I'm not here to tell you beautiful things. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you what I feel, what I have inside, and to the players exactly the same. So don't wait just that I will say yes, no, just to be polite. You want the reality, and I'm someone that say, the reality, honesty, and the players, they want this, they need this, because like this they will have also more solutions.
Johannes Wolf from the Bild-Zeitung.
Mr. Riera, you seem like a coach with very strict focus and with clear rules. Do you have maybe one or two golden rules that you try to change from day one you come in to a new club? Maybe on the pitch, we heard one, always play forward, but maybe off the pitch as well. Do you have something like this, and what kind of things did you change since you came here? Maybe starting the training a little bit earlier, a little bit later, things like this, you kind of messed up.
Yeah, yesterday, the first meeting, it was not about, I didn't show anything green, the pitch. Yesterday, I showed the rules, the discipline. And why? Very simple. First, we are persons. And after is our profession. After, I'm the coach, one is a doctor, they are football players. first person. And here we met all together in the video meeting with workers, we met with medical staff, with physical staff, with technical staff, all of us. And we were looking at each other and I said, I will put the rules, but not because I'm a dictator, not because I am, a father, not because I'm a policeman. No, I don't want that. I'm a coach. So forget about this. But these rules are for everyone, for everyone. We spoke, we looked at the eyes, everyone accepted. Yes, we don't have to talk anymore about this. The rules are for everyone. And that's it. And we don't need to talk about this. But it's true that I'm really, really tough on this because I believe a lot on this, on the respect. This is the first rule. We have three rules in the dressing room. I told them already and they have the paper inside. The first is the respect in the dressing room, first at all. As I said before, we are person before after player. Second is how you train, you play. Second one. And the third is they need to ask themselves magical question. What I am giving to the team with ball and without the ball. So these three rules I need to do every day. So the first one, as we said, all of us, we need to respect here in the club for the good life and daily and this atmosphere to create here in the club. And when I'm here in this building, I told them, this I'm saying to my staff, the first ones, my staff, when we go out from these doors, we go, we drink one beer and one glass of wine. Hee-hee, ha-ha, no problem. When we come inside in this building, show your teeth. You are desperate to win. Do everything to win. Because here we are about to win. We need to make this team better. And that's it. When we are outside, okay, we can laugh and we can talk about other things.
Nachfrage?
Just one little question behind. How can you react if someone is not following your rules? How will you react?
We have the fines. I already showed the price and the roulette, what they have to do. They have one roulette. We have one X, it's a fine. You need to pay the fine. And you touch two things. First is the pocket. Because I think someone, if I touch your pocket, I mean, to pay money, it hurts. But also something else, not only this. Also, they need to make one job. Maybe 1 hour we have one roulette and there is showing you need to clean the boots of all the team, or you need to be 1 hour with the analyst guy, or maybe you need 1 hour with the gardener to be there to feel what it means, all these jobs. Okay, so some rules that you want to do, you want to miss it, you want to be late, no problem. You have a job, another one, and that's it, and solve it. Keep going, keep working, no problem. I think it's better to be on time.
Christopher Michel. Ist die Frage noch aktuell?
Ja.
Gut.
Dear Brad, from the coach. I want to talk about one player, Nene Brown. He's a very smart player. He also played in his youth as a center player on the pitch. How important can he be for your style of play, for the build-up? Und Markus, dann fand ich die Frage, wenn er das so hört mit diesen Regeln und der Disziplin, ist das einfach etwas, was ihr vielleicht auch intern kritisch mal betrachten müsst, dass ihr da vielleicht zu locker wart in der Vergangenheit, weil man so diesen Zug, den man jetzt so hier hört, nicht mehr ganz so gespürt hat in den letzten Wochen und Monaten in der Mannschaft?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's put one rule between us. I don't talk about individual players. You will listen very little to talk about individuals. Collective. Football is collective. It's about the group. Okay, you mentioned a fantastic player that he will help us a lot to win games. But I talk about the group. Now I want all the players involved. I want the players hungry. I want the players. One of the responsibilities of the coach, this I have since I was a player, I said, listen, one day I'm a coach, this has to be forever. All the players, they need to feel that they have chance to play in the first 11. If one player say, for sure with this coach I will not play, who is guilty? Coach, you need to make them believe, of course, giving, and then they have to give to the team also. But this is one of the responsibility, because the titles is impossible with 12, 13, 14, 15 players. You need 22, 23, 24 players to win titles, because during 9 months, 10 months, they are ups and downs, they are injury players. So you need all of them. So convince them that they can play in the first 11. So that's why I'm talking about group, individual. Poof. I know that sometimes you will ask me about one striker scoring 4 goals every game. Listen, let's talk about him, no? Maybe will come a lot of offers. You will talk a lot about him, so careful. More about, because now we talk about the identity, the style, and this is collective. This is not only about one, two, or three players.
Ja, am Ende ist es auch ein Stück weit so, dass wir auch die Entwicklung, die wir jetzt in den letzten Monaten genommen haben, auch dem Rechnung zu tragen. Das muss man ehrlicherweise sagen. Dass, meine, letztendlich, wenn eine gewisse Struktur fehlt außerhalb des Platzes, dann ist es schwierig, eine Struktur auch auf dem Platz zu bekommen, wenn gewisse Richtlinien und gewisse Guidelines natürlich etwas zu weit sind, dann ist es natürlich auch menschlich, dass vielleicht die ein oder andere Entwicklung so ist, dass man nicht mehr sich im Kollektiv, und das ist letztendlich das Entscheidende, im Kollektiv sich unterordnet, sondern irgendwo jeder so seinen eigenen Weg geht. Und ich glaube, das ist so ein bisschen das, was in den letzten Wochen und Monaten dazu geführt hat, dass wir gerade auch auf dem Platz eine Rette-sich-wer-kann-Mentalität sich breit gemacht hat, wo wir nicht mehr als Kollektiv gearbeitet haben, sowohl mit dem Ball als auch gegen den Ball. Und das hat natürlich sicherlich auch was damit zu tun, wie man letztendlich auch wie die Struktur drumherum ist außerhalb des Platzes. Und da müssen wir einfach wieder hinkommen, dass wir dass das Kollektiv im Vordergrund steht, dass es jeder seine Rolle hat, jeder auch seine Rolle versteht, egal ob es jetzt im Staff ist oder auch jeder einzelne Spieler, welche Aufgabe er hat in diesem Kollektiv. Weil nur dann hast du eine Möglichkeit, erfolgreich zu sein. Und jeder hat eine Aufgabe in diesem Team. Mittlerweile sind wir auch eine große Anzahl von Leuten. Das ist noch wichtiger, dass jeder weiß genau, was er zu tun hat und vor allem auch, was er zu lassen hat. Und wofür er verantwortlich ist und vor allen Dingen, wofür er nicht verantwortlich ist. Und das, glaube ich, ist extrem wichtig. Und das ist das, was Albert ja gerade auch euch beschreibt. Am Ende geht es genau um diese Thematik. Und dann wird auch die Qualität, die wir da haben, auch wieder auf dem Platz zu sehen sein.
Vielen Dank, Markus. Thank you, Coach. Wir bedanken uns auch bei euch für das Kommen heute. Eine sehr interessante Pressekonferenz. Wir drücken unserer U19 die Daumen heute Abend in Bilbao in der Youth League. Und wir sehen uns wieder hier am Donnerstag zur Pressekonferenz vor dem Spiel gegen Union Berlin. Vielen Dank.
Danke.